Hello and welcome back to House Factor Nigeria. Info and hurry put Harker time dial. 8 minutes to our gun past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue at this time. Many thanks for staying tuned. And what we're discussing next has to do with the Ip Man in Rivers State. And, well, concerns or certain developments recently led to some disruptions in supply of petrol or petroleum product in Rivers State. Reportedly, tanker drivers are involved. Ip Man is involved. The Rivers State Police Command is involved as well. And there's been some reportage of some of the developments as far as that situation is concerned from Ofar News earlier on today. So let's go into that right now. Rivers State Police Command says it will not allow any group or association disrupt the loading of petroleum products by tanker drivers in the state. The command made this known while reacting to allegations that Commissioner of Police Friday Abuka is stopping executives of the Independent Petroleum Marketers Association of Nigeria, IPMAN, in Port Harcourt from collecting their levy at the depot. Now, the command, in a statement by its spokesperson Grace Iringa Coco, described the people peddling the allegation as people who are not happy. Now, the one-week-old strike in the state was called off with the intervention of the police commissioner. The statement accused Ip Man of hiring people to stop tanker drivers from loading products. It warned that whoever does anything to stop the supply of petroleum products will be brought to book. Now, reacting to this, Secretary of Ip Man, Port Harcourt Depot Unit, Chibike Ozo Ejike, said they are not disgruntled to the element, but an actual legitimate body demanding for the right thing to be done. He said the police never invited Ip Man for the stakeholders' meeting held last week. Let's take a listen to what the Ip Man Secretary in Rivers State had to say on the matter.
First of all, I want to correct the impression that we are disgruntled elements. We are not. We are legitimate Ip Man members seeking peaceful ways of notifying the governor of our plight. And again, I want to debunk her position that we are extorting money. We are never extortionists, but are rather collecting our statutory levies in line with our constitution, which the Commission of Police have been aiding the PTD to be collecting over time. The police is not in a position to determine which members of Ip Man are genuine, because I can recall that in my press release on that fateful day, I made mention of the fact that this peaceful protest is made up of Ip Man members, staff, and operatives who have come together to lend their voice to the situation we have found ourselves at the hands of the police and the PTD.
The protesters said that the 2018 judgment of the Apex Court had, among other things, granted the Chinedu Okoronkwo-led Ip Man the powers to collect the trip levies paid by Ip Man members at the depots which the petroleum tanker drivers, the Nam of Nupeng, have been collecting on behalf of the association since 2018. They said the tanker drivers have been illegally collecting the money and sharing it with the faction of Ip Man that lost at the Supreme Court. The money amounts to about 90 million naira monthly, as over 5,000 marketers pay the 15,000 naira Ip Man levy alongside other levies at the depots. The Chinedu Okoronkwo-led Ip Man had marched through some major roads in Port Harcourt before arriving at Rivers State Government House, where they handed over a protest letter to agents to send to Governor Yesu Mwike, and showing letters and court documents. Secretary of Port Harcourt Branch of Ip Man, Ozo Ejike, accused CP Abuka of refusing to obey a signal from the IG Police, which directed him to recognize only the leadership of Chinedu Okoronkwo. This development is what we're discussing right now. I'm asking you, are Ip Man's concerns unimportant as long as petrol supply in Rivers State is smooth? My guest has joined me in the studio for this conversation, Chibike Ozo Ejike, his secretary, Ip Man, Port Harcourt Depot Unit. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dayo. Good evening, listeners.
Let's start on this note. While I was researching this matter earlier on today, I came across an interesting story as reported in the Guardian newspaper. It's captioned, "Strike Ip Man denies backing protesters against police commissioner in Rivers State. National body of Ip Man dissociated itself from a protest in Bankton on the weekend by another faction in Port Harcourt. A faction of Ip Man was seen carrying placards in a procession at the weekend protesting what it described as unjust treatment." Now, the national president of Ip Man, Debo Ahmed, in a statement made available to newsmen in Port Harcourt yesterday, disowned the protesters, maintaining that those behind the protest are not real marketers of petroleum products. That is the national president of Ip Man. So my question to you is, are you and members of your faction of Ip Man, if it's a faction in Rivers State, are you real marketers of petroleum products, considering your national president says that you are not?
you have said quite a lot of things, and I really wish I can articulate them and react to every one of them. First of all, I will start by clearing the air on Ahmed Debo. He is not our IPMAN national president. The national president of IPMAN is Elder Chinedu Okoronkwo, as ruled by the Court of First Instance, the Court of Appeal Abuja, and the Supreme Court. Ahmed Debo is a product in the lineup of the judgment debtors. I have to look at the Supreme Court judgment here. Chief Lawson Obasi took Chinedu Okoronkwo and others, his escorts, to court. In this very suit, we cannot see Ahmed Debo. So he's not coming from anywhere. When Obasi Lawson lost in this suit, just like he lost in the Court of Appeal, with the judgment is here. In this very judgment now, Obasi Lawson paid 2 million naira fine.
Can I see that?
Yes, look at the judgment. Let me show you the judgment page. He paid 2 million naira fine. Look at the judgment. And you can equally read it to the listening public. So when you look at that judgment, can you show me where Ahmed Debo comes into the judgment? Dayo, I cannot maybe go to court with you, for instance, and then somebody, maybe your neighbor that I don't know, begins to come in to claim whatever was in dispute. So Chinedu Okoronkwo is the national president of IPMAN. That is the Supreme Court judgment. If you look at the appeal, it is the same set of, it is the same parties, both in the appellants and the respondents. I can still show you. Can I have that? I'll show you. If you go back, look at the Court of Appeal judgment here equally. In the Supreme Court judgment, it says that the preliminary objection be and is hereby sustained. This is the objection of us, Chinedu Okoronkwo led ESCO. Look at the respondents, applicants. That our objections are sustained. That this appeal, remember, it is Lawson Obasi, appellant, that took us to court, the Supreme Court. That this appeal be and is hereby struck out, being now academic and incompetent.
Who is the chairman of IPMAN in River State?
King George Abraham Epie.
Now, do you have a faction of IPMAN in River State?
Well, there used to be a faction, but to the best of my knowledge and understanding, after this ruling of the Supreme Court, all factional issues in IPMAN have been settled by the Supreme Court, because after Supreme Court, there's no other place to take your case except to God in heaven. So whosoever is claiming to be a faction of IPMAN, a factional chairman in IPMAN River State, let's particularize it to River State, is merely trying to cause trouble and probably benefit from that trouble he is causing.
And have you identified such an individual?
Yes, people
claimed,
like the one that is answering Joseph Obele. Today he's answering Joseph. Tomorrow he's answering Ngechu Obele. The AAC gubernatorial, is it a candidate or an aspirant? I'm not in partisan politics. He keeps parading himself. He's on every media. And let me just use this opportunity equally to please plead with you media houses to stop entertaining disruptive pronouncements from him. I will leave these documents with you, the Supreme Court judgment, the Appeal Court judgment, the Court of First Instance. Look at the latest signal from the IG dated 24th August 2022, where the IG directed the Commission of Police to provide us with adequate security. That's the legal advice from the first headquarters, Abuja. And the IG directed the CP to please afford us security and police protection until normalcy is restored.
Right, let's attempt to address some of the issues at the moment, especially the immediate issues that led to the disruption in supply of petrol products in River State recently. What exactly are the issues that are being contested, especially, once again, the ones that led to disruptions in supply of products in the state recently?
The issues in contest, for me, they are simple. First of all, there is a lie being peddled that a faction of IPMAN went to on strike. Probably they're trying to refer to us. And I've cleared the air that there is no faction in IPMAN. IPMAN is one. In Port Harcourt here, I am the secretary. And my chairman is King George Abraham Epie. So the issue is that since we were in litigation from 2014, from the Court of First Instance to 2018, these people, PTD, or rather, the Lawson Obasi, who was in swinging us up everywhere was when I partnered with PTD, the union, against all court judgments. He lost in the Supreme Court. I've shown you the judgments. And was collecting these levies, these trip levies. And anytime we try to make a move to right the wrongs, security and government agencies will say, but you people are in court. Why don't you wait for the outcome of the court? Which is the proper advice. And we were very, very patient, and we waited. Until after 2018, the Supreme Court now ruled. Look at this is a Nigerian Weekly Law Report. Because some of them have even gone as far as doctoring this Supreme Court judgment and tendering it to security agencies. There's a pending case now. One, Chinedu Okadike, their so-called national PRO. I don't want to use those names because when I begin to say them, I'm lending credence or weight to his false claim. The Supreme Court have ruled that there's no other Ip Man except the one led by Chinedu Okoronkwo. But this guy is parading himself, claiming he's the national PRO under the Obasi faction, Obasi Lawson faction. And the DSS discovered document among the documents he tendered. Apparently fraudulent documents that were doctored. Even the one that came from, he claimed that data emanated from the Office of the Attorney General of Federation and Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami. And it became clear that it was a forgery. And he was detained.
What?
Last week.
Allegedly so, I do believe.
Yes, allegedly so. So the bone of contention here now concerning the River State and the strike action, Ip Man have never gone on strike. We have never downed tools. We have never said no trucks should load because we don't drive trucks.
Who went on strike recently?
PTD went on strike for the simple reason that we have come out after all legal enforcement and everything. We have come out to say, no, let us begin to set the second record straight. This monies we're talking about are public monies and must be accounted for. PTD have been collecting this money over the years. And you know the funny thing about it, they don't even issue receipts.
At the tanker drive, okay, specifically, what is this levy specifically? And who is required to pay it?
Good. The levies is called trip levies, as enshrined in our constitution. And the people that are required to pay that money is not the petroleum tanker drivers. It is the marketers that are buying the product. And these monies are used for general running and management of the association.
How do the marketers pay the levy?
The market
is it via transfer? Do they pay cash? Where do they pay?
Every union levy, the PTD, the Nupeng levy, the NATO levy, all these other sister unions are all paid in cash. When the truck is about to load, the rep of the company that is buying the product, that is lifting the product, will pay these monies, and receipts are issued for each of the different unions or associations involved.
At the depot?
At the depot, at the point of loading.
Are the union reps present there to receive the money themselves, or is it collected into one pool and then distributed to the various unions?
Every union is represented in every depot. There is usually an office that every union representative will sit in. So when the rep that wants to load the product comes, he begins to pay each union their rep, their stipulated amount.
Okay, the PTD, I believe, is petroleum tanker drivers.
Yes, of course.
Are they members of Ip Man?
Never. They are a union. You just said it.
They are not members of Ip Man.
Of course, they are not members of Ip Man.
If they are not members of Ip Man, I'm really wondering right now why the tanker drivers, as you have claimed, would have been collecting these levies that should go to Ip Man if they are not Ip Man members.
Thank you very much, Dayo. For the simple reason that they are doing this and they know it is criminal, they have refused to issue receipts. That every truck you meet on the road conveying product, it will give you a stapled little bunch of documents called union receipt for loading, you call it loading expenses. And when you go through that, when you live through that, I can show you some on my phone. I don't have a physical copy here. You see every union, you see NATO, you see Nupeng, you see PTD, you see everything. But you will never see Ip Man because it is criminal.
What I'm wondering is, how did tanker drivers even commence collecting this levy at all when they are not a part of Ip Man? How? Did
that is comment? The ill we want to correct. And when we want to collect the levy directly, they will go on strike. In this last case, when I wrote every the security agencies, DSS police, notifying them of our intent to commence collection of these trip levies as enshrined in our constitution. Then I wrote every depot management in River State, still putting them on notice that we want to start collecting. But the moment our employees or staff came to put their table to begin to collect. PTD went on strike. And when they asked them, they said that it's because military are arresting their trucks. Whereas there's no military arresting any trucks.
Just a moment. Now, IPMAN members, the marketers, are the ones who pay this levy.
Yes.
And they are not complaining about it.
They're happy to pay.
So what is the concern of the tanker drivers with a levy that does not concern them?
Because you just mentioned an amount that they that is way out of their right that they are making just because they're collecting these monies.
But I have a question. I asked a question which you haven't answered.
Okay.
How did they even start collecting this levy in the first place?
Good. Because when the litigation started in 2014 between Obasi Lawson and Chinedu Okoronkwo, my national president, Obasi Lawson lost. And he went and had this arrangement with the Petroleum Tanker Drivers Union. He went up to appeal, of course, and now hid behind the fact that when you are on appeal, when the matter is on appeal, status quo is supposed to be maintained. So he was now collecting these monies, and any time we try to enforce our rights, we'll be asked to wait for the judgment of the courts.
But why are your members paying to the wrong people? It's almost like NUJ, you know, journalists waking up one day and say they want to collect levies being paid by NUT,
exactly,
of teachers.
Exactly.
And then the teachers are paying to NUJ, and then NUT Exco are now complaining about it. But before you respond to that, we have to go for a break now. Return shortly. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Facts in Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt. We are your number one talk station. Conversation continues right now. Thanks for staying to the once again. IPMAN disagrees with River State Police Command over disruption to loading of petrol. My guest in the studio, Chibike Ozo, EGK Secretary, IPMAN Port Harcourt Depot Unit. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
So I asked you before the break just a while ago. You say that the PTD, tanker drivers, are illegally collecting levies that should go to IPMAN,
yes,
which are being paid by your members. And
yes,
by the way, important to know, the tanker drivers are not members of IPMAN.
Of course.
So they are illegally collecting these levies in addition to ones that they should collect from their own members. And I asked you a question. It sounds kind of like the NUJ illegally collecting levies that should go to the NUT, and then the NUTX Co is complaining about that. I can't even fathom a situation or a scenario where that could possibly happen. So how is that even possibly happening in this case?
That is the level of I don't even know how to explain it. Our members, I want to first of all point out that, remember, all these monies being paid are from IPMAN members. I don't remember any levy that is coming from the tanker driver. Of course, they are employees. They are our employees, the tanker, because before you become an IPMAN member, you must have trucks that must be inspected by NNPC before they give you a license. So when you now employ somebody to drive that your truck, automatically, by virtue of that profession of driving a truck, he becomes a member of the Petroleum Tanker Drivers, PTD. And he now begins to appear more powerful than you. He now begins to collect you, the director, the owner of the product. The product belongs to us. The drivers are our employees. The trucks are equally ours. Now, every money being paid comes from the marketers. Both the union, the PTD money, the NATO money, the NUPENG money, every levy that is being paid comes, and they call it the IPMAN levy. Yet, they collect these things. And our members are happy to pay.
A follow-up to that question is, assuming one day, for once reasons I can't fathom again, the NUD decides to start collecting levies that should go to NUT, as bizarre as that might be, I think a scenario that will be even more bizarre is if the teachers themselves begin to pay the levies that should go to NUT, to the NUJ.
Good.
So why are IPMAN members paying this levy to the tanker drivers?
Because during the years of litigation, the tanker drivers perfected a way of building everything in from the loss of Basikamp and saying that they're in denial. Even when they shut down for 9 days, they never mentioned IPMAN trip levy. All they said was Army arrested their trucks. Our members are happy to pay these monies, these levies. But when our members pay, PTD will refuse to load them. That is the shutdown we're talking about. It is not as if our members or teachers are happy to go and pay NUJ. Let me use your analogy. No, teachers are not happy to pay NUJ. Teachers want to pay teachers. But when teachers pay the NUT, the teachers union, NUJ will shut down. And they want to duplicate the levy. Because what we have said is we don't want to know how much, even though that the whole money is coming from, the levy is coming from our members. Pay the IPMAN levy, and whatever is the balance should go to the other unions. But they want to collect everything, and we say no to that. When this whole thing started, the CP is saying that he is He has had a meeting with me.
Let's talk about the CP. You have alleged that the CP of River State, Boko Friday, is in connivance with the PTD.
Yes.
And that's why this is happening. How is the CP conniving with them?
Because in their press release from the first PRO, it was said that CP said that he has had a series of meetings with stakeholders, including IPMAN, PTD and others, which begs the question, who is even IPMAN? Because I don't know who he has been meeting with. You have my Supreme Court judgment there, Appeal Court, High Federal FCT High Court. So who is the IPMAN that he has been sitting with? And who did he have that peace with? You have been sitting with tanker drivers, and end of the day, there is a signal from the IG of police. There is a directive from the Minister of Justice, Attorney General of the Federation, to this effect, advising the IG to make sure that the Supreme Court judgment is enforced. And when we now go to the field, you come there as a CP and you arrest us and put us in a processing cell. Is that how to make peace? Is that how to settle issues? And the other party, who are busy collecting these levies illegally without issuing receipts? It is stealing to collect a levy without issuing receipt, because you know what you are doing is criminal. And you leave them to be doing... So how else do you explain it if it's not connivance? And he has never sat with us. Even as I speak with you in your studio right now, he has never called us to discuss this matter.
Now, you talked about a Supreme Court judgment. You talk about a signal from the IG's office to the CP here. I have the document in my hand. I'd like to read some parts of it. Part 4, legal advice. In the light of the above observations, coupled with the advice earlier given on this matter by the AGF in some letter dated 24 January 2019, in view of the fact that execution of the judgment of the Supreme Court and Court of Appeal was legally carried out since February 2019, it is advised as follows. Now, the IG Police may wish to direct the Commissioner of Police, Cross River State Police Command, Calabar, and any other state command, and have not given effect to the Supreme Court judgment to do so and abide by the execution the Supreme Court carried out since February 2019, that the judgment creditors, Elder Chinedu Koronkwo, led executives put in possession of the national headquarters, IPMAN, situated in Asokoro, Abuja, FCT, following the execution of 2019, be allowed to remain, and officers deployed to maintain law and order at National Secretariat of IPMAN be directed to remain until normalcy returns to the association in line with the judgments of courts. 3, that litigants in disputes who submitted to the jurisdiction of the court are expected to respect the outcome of the decision and comply with such court orders, most especially as these decisions are coming from the Court of Appeal and Supreme Court of Nigeria, the highest court of the land. Now, this has to do with IPMAN at the national level. Nowhere does this talk about IPMAN here in River State.
Okay, thank you very much. And I will refer you to the judgment of the High Court, the Court of First Instance, where it said that the defendant, whether by himself, his servants or agents, by whatever name called or howsoever described, is hereby restrained from further interfering. The defendant is Losun Obase. Note, is hereby restrained from further interfering with or doing anything directly or indirectly which is capable of impeding the smooth administration, management, and control of the affairs of IPMAN nationwide. I can continue to read. I will give it to you. And this is the document from the IGP Equally, which the CP used to put us in our office and secured us. So the issue of him obeying and then not obeying, the judgment is nationwide. Everywhere in Nigeria there's Ip Man. Police will protect us and provide adequate security.
What I'm saying is, if there's a contestation as the leadership of Ip Man here in River State, a matter in court, you know, decided by the appeal court and Supreme Court, yes, on leadership of Ip Man at the national level, does that apply to any contestation of Ip Man's exco at the state level?
Of course. That's why the government said nationwide. Anywhere that Ip Man, as long as the Supreme Court has ruled, because what he said is that our preliminary objections are hereby sustained.
What I'm saying is this. You have a process for electing or determining your exco at the national level.
Of course.
Don't you have a process for determining the exco at the state level as well?
The process, caretaker where there is crisis, and the election.
Precisely. So the election of an Abuja exco, the national exco, does not imply the same election does not apply to exco at the state level, does it?
No, it does. Because the national president is bound by the constitution. The National Executive Council, headed by National
President. What I'm saying is, the election that determines the exco at the national level, mm-hmm, is not the same election that produces exco at the state level, is it?
Of course. You have the national, the zonal, and the unit executives. We are the unit executives. There's a zonal a tier of government in Ip Man before the national.
Precisely. So if somebody is is contesting the presidential election in Nigeria, mm-hmm, and then you say that because APC won it, that means that every APC contestant in every state in Nigeria becomes the governor of all the states automatically.
No. You are getting it wrong. You are the one getting it wrong, okay. Dayo. The national president of Ip Man, by virtue of being emerging judgment creditor in this Supreme Court judgment, is the president of Ip Man in the whole Nigeria. And any state or any part of the country that their tenure have expired, the onus lies on him to conduct free and fair and credible election in that place. And where there is crisis, he has the constitutional power to appoint a caretaker pending the resolution of the crisis and then for onward
election. So what is your status? Are you elected or are you caretaker?
We are a caretaker government.
Appointed by your
current National President Chinedu Okoronkwo, yes.
Okay, so what is the status of this levy, this contentious levy at the moment? Who is collecting it as we speak?
PTD is still collecting it. But government is now seriously involved. But government is looking into it. And we don't want to appear to reverse people that we because the police were trying to paint a picture of we being sadists, that we are either benefiting from the scarcity, the crisis, or that we are happy it is happening. So we now said, okay, we have cried to the governor. We know he has heard us. So we need to give him time to look at our cry, our plea, and then see how he intervenes. And again, security agencies are on the matter.
As you rightly mentioned, the drivers are your employees.
Yes.
I find it a little strange that your employees are the ones waging this war against the marketers. So that said, is it possible, do you have any information that some of your members, the marketers, members of Ip Man, are behind or fueling the activities of these tanker drivers?
Not to my knowledge, apart from the staunch followers, believers in Obasa Lawson, who is a judgment debtor anyway on the Supreme Court, that might be trying to raise one or two little dust here and there, but we're not. They can only be seen and not be heard.
So what are the plans of Ip Man going forward?
The plans of Ip Man going forward is to resolve this impasse first. And just like I told you, we are waiting on how the government to conclude their investigation and come out with a ruling or determine the best way to make sure that this criminality stops.
Are there investigations going on currently?
Yes. I'm very much aware that government, at least I know that we are waiting to hear from the governor.
Have you received any word from the government, from the River State government?
I believe that we'll soon...
If no word comes anytime soon, what will Ip Man do?
We have our leaders who consult with our national executives and zonal executives, and we'll forge a way forward. But there must be a way.
On that note, we have to wrap up the conversation. Thanks for listening. Thanks to my guest, Chibike Ozoe, JK Secretary, Ip Man, Port Harcourt Depot Unit. Many thanks for your time. Wish you the best.
Thank you very much.